Well, howdy and good morning. You're going to witness something today that is rarely seen at Texas A&M. I'm going to stick to the script that they wrote for me. For some reason, Dennis and Dr. Banks insisted that I stick to the script, implying that perhaps some of the speeches I give folk around here are not completely factual. But I am going to stick to the script, which of course makes it completely boring, but we have two announcements I think that you will find pretty fascinating. I give Aggie speeches, as I like to tell people, which are short and to the point, as opposed to Longhorn speeches, which have point here, mostly bull in between. So we'll get right to this. But we are very honored to have all of you here with us today. I'm confident you will find your participation in this conference a good investment of your time. We want to become your partners in research, and we're announcing two new initiatives today and a new kind of educational facility, as well as research collaboration with industry as well. This will be a double-barreled economic development tool for the Brazos Valley as well. Indeed, today we are making history with an announcement of a new one-of-a-kind campus that many of you here may want to take advantage of. On about 2,000 acres, just about 10 minutes from here, the Texas A&M University system will be breaking ground on a new research, testing, and training campus that invites collaboration from public partners and private industry. We envision extensive test beds, test tracks, and laboratories, as well as classrooms, and we know how to build to your specs. Actually, it's more than a vision. The Texas A&M University system is committing now $150 million initially. Work is beginning right now. It's already begun. Thanks to the hard work of Vice Chancellor Catherine Banks, people like John Barton who work for her, Philip Ray, Billy Hamilton, and others, the money is in hand and the work has started. The local folks here know this as the Riverside Campus. It's the old Bryan Air Base, a World War II facility where pilots were trained. Texas A&M University acquired it back in 1962, and it's been used primarily for crash testing by Texas A&M Transportation Institute and law enforcement training by Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. Last September, I asked that the site be transferred to the Texas A&M system so that we could bring the system's expertise and resources to this unique project. So what is it? We call it the Rellis Campus. In case you're thinking, I don't remember a rich guy named Rellis, let me finish. As we're renaming this, it'll be designed to help companies to move ideas from the laboratory to the marketplace. Rellis, R-E-L-L-I-S, comes from the acronym for the Texas Aggies' core values of respect, excellence, loyalty, leadership, integrity, and selfless service. This campus will help companies, including some here today, to bridge the so-called valley of death, where those ideas wither from a lack of money or facilities to continue with prototypes and large-scale testing. Too many good ideas die somewhere between labs and the market, and we want to help you change that. The $150 million initially will demolish 32 old buildings at the airbase, reconstruct the roads, upgrade utilities, and pay for 7 new buildings and training facilities. We're keeping the landing strip. The focus will include robotics and unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing, large-scale testing, smart power grids and water systems, and yes, of course, we're very interested in driverless and connected vehicles for those of you in the audience involved in that area. In fact, the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, your host today, will have a $12 billion building dedicated to transportation technology research, plus a grid street system for large-scale testing. And when you're ready to take your technology from the controlled environment at the Rellis campus, the campus of Texas A&M University is available for real-world experience. Texas A&M University will soon issue a request for information from any and all companies involved in transportation-related technology. They are interested in any technologies from apps to autonomous buses and everything in between. That is true for everything at the Relish campus. For example, the Texas legislature authorized a $73 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal to address our nation's failing infrastructure, from roads, bridges, and pipelines, among others. It will be unique in America. We have to find better methods, better materials that will be cheaper and last longer if we're going to begin to catch up with the backlog of costly and sometimes dangerous infrastructure problems. And more important, the Center for Infrastructure Renewal will train the industry professionals how best to use the discoveries coming from that site. So today I'm asking everyone from the public and private sectors to bring your ideas. A list of the buildings that will go there, in addition to the $73 million Center for Infrastructure Renewal, or a $12 million Advanced Research and Transportation Technology Building for research, design, and testing in the growing field of automated and connected vehicles, a $12 million Cyber Physical Research and Development Center dedicated to robotics, autonomous and commercial vehicle technology, and associated cybersecurity facets, a $9 million centralized office of research for TEAS, a $6 million industrial distribution center that will investigate the best way to manufacture and distribute products, TEAS's $7 million training facility for law enforcement, and to begin with, the A&M system will put up $25 million to rebuild all the infrastructure, roads, utilities, and demolish, as I said, about 30 new buildings. With 2,000 acres, the Relish campus has plenty of space for companies to create their own secure test site right alongside ours. So yes, the Relish campus will have the latest, best facilities, but it's important for you to know with whom you're collaborating. The Texas A&M University System is 11 universities and 7 state agencies with a combined budget of $4.2 billion. Texas A&M University itself is the largest research university in the Southwest, 10th among public institutions in the nation. Nobody in the state of Texas is close to us. TTI, a state agency in the Texas A&M System, already has the largest transportation research in America. It conducts $60 million per year in contract research, has almost 400 full-time researchers, and I can't wait to see what they'll delve into with that new $12 million facility on the Relish campus. We're already in discussion with several technology companies about collaborating with Relish and their need for joint and separate research and testing sites. Perhaps we're talking to some companies in this room, perhaps we're talking to your competitors. But I'm told I should not drop names, but one company actually gave me permission. We're in early discussions with Kubota Tractor Company, which makes everything from construction equipment to tractors. I use their name as an example of how technology can address real-world issues. The average age, for instance, of a U.S. farmer is 67. That doesn't seem old to me, but then I'm not plowing fields all day. Unless we create a lot of young farmers, driverless tractors may plow our fields in the not-too-distant future. Otherwise, it would be difficult to feed the world. I do have one suggestion for my friends at Kubota, though. This is my tractor. I actually own a Kubota tractor. I want credit for that. But I have a suggestion. If you want to sell a lot more Kubota tractors in this area of the state, you might consider a paint job. I personally drive mine at night so that my friends can't see it. Seriously, when considering where to develop and test your products, there is one more thing to consider. It will be very hard for you to propose a deal we can't find a way to make work. We understand the importance of collaboration with business. Just know this. The Texas A&M System is leading the way on public-private partnerships, whether it is with TTI or the Texas A&M System, and that is nationwide. We have partnerships for everything from construction products to product development to managing our airport to serving our food to landscaping. We understand one size does not fit all. We'll work with our parameters to develop a win-win arrangement for you. The second part of today's announcement is also huge, and it addresses one of society's biggest concerns, educating the next generation. Not enough Americans are getting the kind of education they need to thrive in a technology-driven world. We have to either educate them or lose them to a life of diminished incomes and lost opportunities. Texas Education Commissioner Raymond Prettis has an ambitious goal that 60% of Texans aged 25 to 34 will have either a certificate or a degree by 2030. Only about 38% do today. It's an ambitious goal, and that's why the Texas A&M System Board of Regents are considering a proposal to build a $38 million education center at the Relish campus. Consider this. About 40,000 young men and women apply to Texas A&M University every year. We accept about 10,000 of those kids. So somewhere in the process, and let's assume another 10,000 go somewhere else, Stanford, Yale, some other place. That's 20,000 young men and women out there that want to be Aggies, that want to be a part of this community, but they wind up going somewhere else. And so what we're doing is with our university, other 10 universities, and talks with Blinn College and several others, we've decided that we're going to build a campus to A&M standards right there where those kids don't have to leave the Brazos Valley. They want to be Aggies. We want to make part of their dream come true. And we will teach them for a couple of years. Some of them are going to be able to go to Texas A&M after a couple of years, but most will not. But rather than those kids go somewhere else, you know, to inferior universities, we've decided that what we're going to do is bring our universities to them. And so those young men and women, as opposed to perhaps as many as 10,000, maybe 20, instead of them having to leave the Brazos Valley, Texas A&M Kingsville, Texas A&M Commerce, West Texas A&M, and our other universities in the state will come here to teach them. They'll never leave this place, and they can get a degree, perhaps not from Texas A&M University itself, but they'll get a degree from Texas A&M University, Kingsville, Commerce, or whichever else one they choose. It's an ambitious goal, and that's why the Texas A&M Board of Regents are considering a proposal to build a $38 million education center on the Relish campus. Imagine an additional 10,000 students, Mayor Berry, contributing to the local economy while pursuing their education. As a company locating your research and testing here, you would have access to Texas A&M's 59,000 member student body, as well as the students at the Relish campus, as well as being able to use those facilities for your own internal training should you need it. I'd leave you with two thoughts. The Relish campus will be a reality in less than 2 years. The $150 million is committed. The work has begun. The education center is the kind of transformation that education needs. These are big ideas, but it's important that the Texas A&M system nurture big ideas. We must offer new transformative business models, whether we're moving our research from the laboratories to the marketplace or helping more students to achieve a college education. This will be not only one of the best economic development tools for the Brazos Valley, but this will be one of the great partnerships between business and the Texas A&M University system. We invite your ideas, we ask you to be a part of it, and there aren't, as I said, many deals that we can't make work. This will be one of the premier places on planet Earth to do development and testing, and I thank you for your time. Thank you.